Page 18 of the book, G chord songs. So this is just a list of songs that you can play once you learn the G chord, and also some of the chords in the G chord exercises, or the that is the extra G chord exercises. So some of these are faster than others, and some have more complicated strumming patterns than others. But some of the easy ones that you can do that I would recommend would be Dead Flowers by the Rolling Stones, Desolation Row by Bob Dylan, Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater, Get Back by the Beatles, Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be and Highway to Hell by AC/DC, If Love is a Red Dress, kind of an obscure song, but it's a song that's on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack and is very easy to play. Maggie's Farm, TNT by AC/DC. It's more of a power chord song, but you could kind of play it with the G chord during the chorus. Ballad of John and Yoko does not have a G chord in it. It's actually just E, A, and B7. And Three Little Birds also does not actually have a G chord in it. It's just E, A, and D. So some of the other ones, like Last Dance with Mary Jane, you can definitely play. Last Dance with Mary Jane has A minor, G, D, E minor, and A major in it. But the strumming pattern is maybe a little more complicated than some of the others. Also, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Again, it's can definitely be played with G, C, add 9, and D. The only issue is that it's got a lot of parts to it, and the strumming pattern's based on 16th notes and is maybe a little bit more complicated than some of the other ones. So that would be my recommendations for what songs to learn, and especially if you're going to buy sheet music, I would recommend getting Bad Moon Rising, Dead Flowers, Desolation Row, Get Back, Highway to Hell, and then if you can find a transcription, If Love is a Red Dress, and Maggie's Farm.